Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Attention, attention. The next track is GTT. Send your answer by private message to Rob Sieg.
Number 38.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Chart Topping Show. This is number 38 from the new Project Diva X game, Hetsune Miku. Brain Revolution Go, thanks Mikhail. This track is number 38. I'm going to speed through tracks in order to make room to the interview with Music Blues. CTS, didn't I say CTS? Anyway, you heard the GTT before, you can send your guesses, a few people have already got it right.
We'll be right back.
That is a rather new track, but it's a good one actually. Thanks to everyone who requested it. We need new blood on this chart. It's always helping. Everyone on the chat room. CD-ROM 1019. Esper K. Donnie. DRS port that connects to everyone on the IRC. II 1980. Barack, Bogart 07, Darkwind, David Tillerker, Drake, Hermos, Head of Bean, Fancy Tunes, Foster Graph, Hedgehog 4472, Jamie 64326, aka Mr. Wonderman, JJ Ultimo 15, Kado Yu, Kari, Carto 1989, Kimplix, Great Like Krat, Lunch Lion, Little Red, 615 Media, Music Loose, Myron S, Naxxer Fire One, Faisal Plushy 64, Petri, PT Kickass, Roy KTA, Rudy Tabuti, Samantha Bidon, Sean, Sarah Royale, Shippadani, Shields, Sean, Silver Sonic, Skyblaze 42, Sonic Speed News, SPD 64, The Joiner, Fusion, The Bowser Knight J10, The Nick Flair, The Sega Scourge, Trigon, Twinny, Viper. Everyone, welcome to this show. I'm glad we have a really full room today. Everyone's really thrilled with Music Clues interview, right? And also is quite exotic top 5. Most of the tracks he's got there aren't really Radio Sega staples, so you can expect to hear some interesting things instead of the usual toppers. Anyway, this top today has a certain quirk, and I've found a way to get around it, but I will tell you when it happens. Meanwhile, we will kinda speed through tracks from 20 to number 11, and then Music Clues interview will play.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 20.
Number 20! Last week from Streets of Rage 2, or Bernacle 2 if you're Japanese, Wave 131. A Mega Drive Plus Genesis classic.
Emerald.
Number 19.
The Dreamcast rendition of Let's Go Away, race version, Daytona USA 2001, is number 19.
Wait.
10 years of the best Sega music on the internet. Radio Sega. 10 years for Sega ears.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 18.
Number 18, a comeback to this top 20, Rhythm and Balance, the Sonic Adventure 2 track for Shadow's stage called White Jungle. I'm glad, personally glad it made its way back to this show.
Fourth Chaos Emerald.
Number 17.
If truly free, be stopped, never thrall, that's happening.
Where Kobe at? The palace that was found. Sonic and the Secret Rings. Number 17 last week. Who's gonna rock the place? Yeah.
Number 16
is a newcomer to this show, from Phantasy Star Universe. Pleiades or Cleiades, City, Guardian's Colony. Welcome to this show!
Thank you.
speeding through tracks as usual. We're getting into number 15 to number 11, which is going to happen really quick. This part is pretty interesting. Lots of familiar faces, and when I say faces, I mean music tracks. Some comebacks and some interesting choices from you. And also, number 15 is a new track. A track that was added pretty recently to the playlist. It already got chosen to be on this show. You will see which it is now.
Number 15.
Number 15, Afterburner US version, from the Commodore 64 version. You know, what you guys have been enjoying Commodore 64 renditions of Sega classics, haven't you? Wilderness has been a staple, and now this god gets picked. Not that I complain, not at all. This stuff is awesome. Outrun, as someone would say, right?
Number 14.
And this, guys, is why I played so many times the Shadow quote, okay? Shadow the Hedgehog. I couldn't really play the original version, so since you guys wanted swearing so much, I got some classic Shadow the Hedgehog, damn, for Chaos Emerald, like 10 times. Yeah, this is the instrumental version. Have fun without the swearing, you already got tons of it. In any case, number 14 was Critics' Choice, the album version from The House of the Dead, Overkill. Except this is not the album version. Believe me, if you're a parent, you will thank me.
Number 13.
look who's back! Going to Summer! Finally, probably the biggest Radio Sega classic of all time. Probably. Made my show. Made Chart Topping Show at number 13. Let's enjoy the track! Number 12 is going to have a hint played right before. A certain bumper from a famous composer is going to hint what track is coming next, and I want to hear or to read you typing it on the Discord.
Number 12.
Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
Number 11.
Here's some Sega adaptation for Commodore 64 at its finest. Wilderness from Golden Axe once again graces this show. It's number 11 this time. Oh. So, these were tracks from number 20 to number 11. I will actually, since the Dreamcast release date was last week, I'm planning to make a couple of Dreamcast specials in the upcoming weeks. So the survey, the vote service will come out soon. And trust me, they will be a little more tempting to answer than the confusing Shenmue 2 one was. I learned with my mistakes, and yep, it's going to be much better, trust me. I will be posting it on the live show blog that automatically gets posted also to social media. You will be notified when it comes. I'll make sure it will be a show to remember. Either way, those were the tracks from number 20 to number 11, as I just said. So right now, we're moving to this segment.
Your favorites.
So, everyone already knows who the guest is for this week, right? The interview is recorded, so I will just play the file. I can tell you it lasts for 27 minutes. And right afterwards, we're getting the second GTT of the night. Pay attention to that, okay? And after the GTT, there's our guest's top 5. Our guest was DJ Music Clues, former co-host of Triple Trouble, the YouTube personality, the mashup composer. Pretty much everyone on Radio Sega already knows who he is, and also on many other communities related to Sega, or even Nintendo. We talked a lot about his projects, what he thinks about Sega and how he got drawn to Sega. And you will be listening to all of it right now.
Hi, Lassie.
Hey there, Music Clues. How's life going?
It's going good.
That's great to hear. So, this took a while to come, but here we are.
Yep.
But first of all, let me ask you, how did it begin, the whole mashup and your community and all those hundreds of subscribers you got on YouTube? How did it all start, your passion for mashing up video game music?
It started like maybe 2 years ago when I was still in high school. I was just surfing the web, really, and I came across this software called Virtual DJ, and I thought, I downloaded it. So I experimented a little bit, and I found out I could mash up music. So at the time, I was still getting into the Sonic franchise, but I thought I'd do Green Hill Sonic Generations to test it out. And so, yeah, I just posted it, and then I made my YouTube channel, which was at the time called Two Mans Makes Music. And and then people started to like it, and I said, I'll start doing more and more and more, and well, it just really took off from there.
Yeah, that's the right way to go. I mean, when people like it, you feel motivated to do more, and when you do more people like it, and it's a good snowball from there on. That's great. You talked about the Green Hill track. That makes sense considering your overall top 5 that you gave me a while ago. So
yeah.
I get it now. there's a lot of Sonic in there, so yeah, that makes sense in what's your favorite from Sega then. There's only one intruder there, and I'm not going to talk to say its name, not to spoil it, because the top 5 is going to play after the interview, but is that a game that you like, or do you just like the one track? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Which track is that, just so I know?
Burning Dredgers Go.
I actually like that track, only I don't have a specific track I really like. I just really like all Sonic in general, with the exception of Fast.
Right. Well, that's pretty normal. So, and how did you find Radio Sega?
Oh, let me see, Radio Sega. I found Radio Sega maybe about a year ago. I was just really surfing the web. I came across it when I was searching on Twitter for Sega Nerds, and your name in Radio Sega just happened to pop up. So I subscribed. I didn't really listen until about 2 months later, though, when I tuned in for, I can't remember what it was, but I did tune in for a Radio Sega live show. But yeah, from then on, I just really, stumbled upon it by accident, on purpose. I'm not sure, but I did know when I quit.
Right. Yeah. It was probably like a retweet from Sega Nerds then. That came from Radio Sega. And that's great. That's a nice thing about Sonic and Sega in general. The fan sites, they actually help each other a lot, and that's needed on this kind of community, isn't it? Like even you have a sort of a kind of popular YouTube channel yourself, so you probably know how it is. Like it's such a small niche to get friends that it's kind of helpful to help each other. That's at least what I think it is. Maybe you disagree with me.
I actually agree with you on that one, Dave. I think it's just really everybody just coming together to help each other out, help each other grow. And it's a really, really cool thing. I'm really, really proud to be a part of the Radio Sega family in some way. And I just feel like this is a community that's still growing, and that hopefully will grow to be a very big thing someday.
Yeah, it is growing. I can tell you the listener numbers. You know, I had a show like 1 year ago, Fighting the Streams, and the amount of listeners that I had back in the day compared to what's now right now, it's over double the amount of listeners. So I really hope we can keep growing and we can take off soon. But speaking about you being part of the Radio Sega family, that reminds me, I would like to ask you two things. First of all, I know this one. I actually know this one, but let's let the listeners know. How did it come the way you're co-hosting Triple Trouble, or were co-hosting Triple Trouble since the run is near its end, or already had it? Did you already reach the 10th episode?
As far as I've lost counting up to two.
Well, anyway, that's no problem. It just goes into charisma that sometimes you lose track of the amount of episodes. That's pretty normal. So how did that project between you, Super Sega, and Jamie come? I actually know this one, but let's hear it from you.
Well, let me see. Well, really, it just started out as I was just wanting to talking in to both of them, and I was actually thinking about hosting my own radio show, so I came up with three names, and they all, and one of them was Mashup Madness, and then they all, and then hold on, John, I'm going to take a second.
Sure, we've got time, not to worry.
Then they all kind of wanted to do a radio show after that, and they thought that, yeah, we pitched the idea to KC, and it pretty much took off from there.
Right. Well, so, here's a little question, then. If, / when, Triple Trouble ends, will you consider going for another Radio Sega project? And if you do, already got any idea for it?
I haven't really decided on that yet. You see, because of real life and having a YouTube channel myself, it's kind of hard to juggle. If I do that show, it's probably going to be during the summer, because that's the time when I'm the least busiest. But as of right now, even after the Triple Trouble ends, I currently have no plans for any more Radio Sega projects. Probably still listening to some shows, but no projects involving me.
That's a little pity, actually, because it's always great to listen to Triple Trouble, even if there's times I can't be there for the show that I've got to listen to the podcasts. But the idea has quite a lot of potential to work, and I would personally enjoy to still listen to all of you. But that's what you said, like, there's a real life on, people don't make a living off this, and you already got your own YouTube channel to cater to on your free time, so that's a lot to juggle, like you said, so it's understandable. But I'm pretty sure you welcome back anytime. If you went solo, you would have to pitch your idea from scratch, but still, it would probably be well received.
Yeah, definitely. I would probably do something. I try to aim for something unique and something that you guys haven't already done, which is kind of hard. But I really want to try to do something that no one else has really done before. That's kind of the purpose of the Triple Trouble and Mash Up Madness. I'm trying to do something that doesn't get played on the shows as often, and those just so happen to be mashups.
Yep.
So,
playing through your strengths, right?
Yeah. Although it does become hard at times for me to find mashups, because not all of them are decent, and I try to avoid as many, joke mashups as I can, because I don't want to get fooled into accidentally choosing something that's, I could accidentally offend someone, let's just say that.
Right. I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure if I know what you mean, but okay, that's not the point to discuss here. I don't really want to reignite stuff when this airs. Still, another thing, musicals. I'm under the impression that you were about as much as a Nintendo fan as a Sega one. Am I right, or am I making some kind of mistake?
Yes, I am a huge Nintendo fan as much as I am a Sega fan. Sonic's been a big part of me, but Nintendo came first before I even got interested in anything Sega or the Blue Blur, really. So, if I come off as a Nintendo fan mostly, I apologize.
That's nothing to apologize for. I kind of noticed that, so... But still, it's like you're a fan of Nintendo in general, while about Sega, it's mostly around Sonic.
Yeah, that's about sums it up. Don't get me wrong, I'm interested in some other IPs like Super Monkey Ball, Space Channel 5, all that jazz, but it's mainly Sonic.
Yeah, trust me, there's like hundreds of people who are like that, so it's nothing wrong at all. I mean, everything is very likable, and everyone has their own personal favorites and tastes, and that's how it goes, and that's pretty much how it should be. And thankfully, there's a lot of options for people to like Sega and other stuff like Nintendo. But we were saying that it's mostly around Sonic and Sega. But did Radio Sega actually play a part on you getting more interested on any other Sega IP?
Not really. At the time, I kind of knew most things about Sega, but so thanks to all the music that you guys have played played over the past 6 months, I've actually learned a lot more about Sega than I thought I did. So you guys did kind of play a part, but I kind of knew maybe about a quarter of the company before I found Radio Sega.
Right. Yeah, like, so you learned a lot more, but that didn't really mean that you enjoyed it more than... Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway, that's not the whole point. You're still an active contributor, so... speaking about you being part of Radio Sega, about requests, I just remembered, is there any track that you like to request the most compared to the others?
I will be brutally honest, I don't request that much on Radio Sega.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of listeners that don't request a lot, like, but they prefer to hear whatever comes than to pick themselves, because let's be kind of honest here, if people want to hear a specific track, they don't need to bother requesting them on Radio Sega, they just pop into YouTube and play it. That's a little more convenient at all, but the whole thing about requesting is more like showing other people what you like and trying to show them good stuff, and yeah, that doesn't appeal to everyone. And yeah, but I could still try to check. If you give me a sec, not sure if on this laptop I can check it, but I could possibly try to look at what was your most requested ever track on Radio Sega. But yeah, on this laptop I don't think I can, lest I break it down, because it's pretty old. But it's the only one that works with this headset. Well, I digress. So, it was kind of a pity to hear that you don't have any more projects for Radio Sega, but still, it's been a great chat. Anyways, so, the five tracks you gave me, is there any specific reason why they are so remarkable and meaningful to you?
Every single one of the tracks I chose plays a part in my history as a gamer and a Sega fan. It was like Sonic Heroes. It always reminds me that through the ups and downs Sonic had in the past 2 or 3 years, years that he to me will always be a hero. A boom, classic, modern, adventure, it doesn't matter to me. I really just, it just really reminds me that Sonic and Sega as a whole, they're kind of my heroes. When Nintendo stuff kind of gets me down, like news and all that, they've got Sonic, just looking at Sonic's face, it just brings a smile to me. It's like, he's more my hero than any other video game character I can imagine.
That's, yeah, I agree, that's pretty much Sonic's strongest point. He's very cheerful. That brings people up on mood-wise, and yeah, I also think that's the best thing about Sonic. One of your tracks is from Sonic CD. Did you really play it back in the day, or is it like, do you know the track and the game from the newer conversions for Steam and new consoles and all that, or were you like a true retro player that liked to play it back in the day?
I personally never played Sonic CD up until the 2011 version came out. I got it on my iPad and Steam, but might I say I do not know how those retro fans completed. The game is very confusing. It took me an whole hour to figure out that I need to destroy the machines in the past in order to save the future.
Yep, it was pretty confusing. Does the iPad version have save states? So if you don't know, then it means at least you haven't used them, even if they exist.
They actually do have save files, just like the Steam version. But as far as I know, I don't really use them. I just really started game from the beginning because I haven't really touched on CD then.
I see.
I'm more of a music person than a gamer.
Yeah, and I've got to agree. I am the same, sort of the same there. I'm like the worst player ever. The only time I played Sonic CD was on, you know, Sonic Gems Collection for the PS2.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was the game I played Sonic CD on, and I just beat it from start to the end, always in the present. It took me about an hour, and yep, that was all. That was all Sonic CD for me, because as I said, I'm not really much of a good player, so it was tough for me to go into the past and the future and the good future and bad future.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So it took an hour. You said it took an hour for you to realize how it was done. So even after you realized how to do it, it still was hard to
yeah,
do. Right?
Yeah, it was still really hard. In all reality, I was playing on my iPad, so I kind of didn't like the touch controls at all. It took until about 2 months later until I got the Steam version, so...
Yeah, I agree. I'll admit, I've never owned an iPad, so I don't know how the controllers are for the Sonic games there. Is it like there's a spot on the touch screen that's... A, a B, and the arrows, is that like it?
Yes, there is control, like, stick circle on the right side, and an A and a B on the other side. It's not that fun, and even with a controller, I don't think I would like playing it. I take a keyboard over that any day.
Yeah, sorry, or a gamepad, or like...
Yeah, definitely. If I were gonna recommend you play a port of Sonic CD, it definitely either be the Gems Collection or the Steam version, because touch controls absolutely stink.
Strong statement there. Well, but I don't think anyone can argue with that, honestly. Still, the Gems Collection was a lot more faithful to the original Mega CD. I'm not so sure, but I don't think that... For example, one thing I've noticed was the animation for the spin dash. The original spin dash was just Sonic rolling, while on the Steam version it got the animation from Sonic 2 1, where it seemed like he was skidding and smoke everywhere, and that wasn't that thing on the original Sonic CD. I'm not sure, I might be confusing or just telling you new stuff, but I think that's one of the new things, and I think the Gems... Did you ever play the Gems Collection version?
Sorry to say, I phased out of PlayStation 2 once I got my Nintendo DS, so I don't know. And even then, I didn't even know Sonic back then.
Right, okay then. Well... So that means you've been knowing Sonic for less than 10 years, maybe?
Let me see...
I think
that's about sums it up, about 10 years.
Right. Well, that's almost half of the Blue Hedgehog's life, since he just turned 25. That's almost half, anyway. Oh, well. So the other tracks that are on here... Some that there's some from another game. On what platform did you play Sonic Heroes? Was it on the GameCube or something, since it's Nintendo?
Yes, I played it on the Nintendo GameCube. I was aware that there was a PC version, but that didn't come until like I was halfway through the Sonic fandom, So, but yeah, I did play the GameCube version, and that was actually my very first Sonic game too.
Ooh, that was quite a weird way to start, actually, with that original gameplay. Maybe at the time it was even appealing. If it was your first Sonic game, then it was probably sort of interesting that gameplay where you had to pick the leader and each one had its special thing, like the power or flying or speed. Was that what game got you interested in Sonic Heroes specific gameplay, or was it like Sonic himself, like you thought?
It was literally just Sonic himself that got me interested into this franchise. So Sonic, it was Sonic's attitude during the opening movie for the Team Sonic portion of the game really just interested me more, and I just really wanted to learn more about this character. So yeah, it was really just Sonic in general that got me into this. So I will say the gameplay was a tributing factor, even though it was the controls was slippery as heck.
Yeah, but it was strange.
Yeah, but it overall, Sonic Heroes will always hold a soft spot in my heart as being my first Sonic game and probably one of the best. To me.
Yep. The first one always holds a soft spot on our hearts. Like, whatever we are talking about. It's always the... Usually the... Always usually... LOL. It's usually the most meaningful of them all for us. Yeah. But, yeah. Sonic Heroes the PC came a lot later. I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Let me see. Was Green Hill Zone on that list?
It was. I'll copy paste it for you. Okay, here it is. That's your top 5. If you want to make changes to it, there's still time.
No. Definitely. All these are kind of my favorites. The only one that I really, really, really wish that were more remixes for was Sonic Runners. I was really upset when I could barely find anything but invisibility things.
Yeah, the game was really obscure. It's died recently, hasn't it? They closed the servers like 1 month ago, I think.
Yep, they did. It's a bummer that the game had to shut down, but after that update happened, people just lost interest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's kind of a mismanagement move there, but let's hope that all those promises for 2017, they're going to pay us back and bring two awesome Sonic games, the Project One and Mania One. So hopefully there's also awesome music in there for you to mash to keep music who's doing his stuff.
Oh, definitely. There's always gonna be music Sonic that I'll try to tackle. That is if it isn't tough to tackle. And just recently, I haven't talked about this, but the Sonic Scrooge actually asked if he could use some of my music for some upcoming Fury videos he might be doing, so keep an eye out for that if you are a big fan of his. I was talking to him the other day, and yeah, he even asked me for a dual mix of Eggman's theme.
I am the Eggman, that's what I am the Eggman. That track is legendary. It's a shame it hasn't been requested a lot lately, so it hasn't been heard on Radio Sega, but that thing is so awesome. So, he's part on Lofty Opinions, and if I'm not mistaken...
Wait, what was that, Sai?
So, you talked about Sonic Search, or did I understand it wrong?
Yes, I said the Sonic Search.
I may be confusing people here, but I thought it was part of the opinions on the show that plays, like, right after Sheriff Topping Show. That would be a nice way to pass the baton, like, from this interview to his show. Maybe he could talk about it if it was really him on the show. So, yeah, we will look forward for that. And so, Music Loose, thank you a lot for your time.
No problem.
I'll be telling you when this is close to airing. It will be not next week for sure, but still probably pretty soon. It's probably in 2-3 weeks. I'll keep you posted when it will be airing, so maybe people will react and comment about it, and we could be there to interact with them.
Hi, Lassie. Thank you for interviewing me.
No problem. Thank you. No, I thank you for agreeing to this. Thank you, Tons. See you later, man.
See you later.
Attention, attention. The next track is GTT.
Don't you forget, this track is GTT, but right next to this, you will get Music Clues All-Time Sega Top 5. Don't miss it! I can tell you it's pretty good and really interesting.
C Send your answer by private message to Rav Sieg.
Number 5.
Music Clues number 5 is from the defunct Sonic Runners. QQQQQ Beyond the Speed Off. Number 4. If you paid attention to the interview, this should come as no surprise to you. Music Clues number 4 is the main theme of Sonic Heroes. It's also named Sonic Heroes.
Sonic Heroes.
Number 3.
Burning Rangers, the English version of We Are Burning Rangers, yeah. Won't turn from day Jeff and now on. Access the Burning Rangers, that's strong. Check for yourself, see if the facts wrong. They're ready for trouble on this platform. So they're violating. This is Musicless Sega number 3 tune.
Risking their own lives. Only one thing we know, they always with us fighting for danger. They will never let you down.
I'm a Burning Rangers, wow.
Don't you lose your hopes down. They will wipe out rage and fire without fear, and they'll light up our future. Don't worry, just believe they will be with you. Ooh. Hey.
The Rangers have nothing to hide, so as they fight, they stand side by side. For what's right, attack them with pride, protecting the people from all sorts of evil. Trouble and those who do wrong, so violate and get your back strong. You ask what's this, is it justice? Votes save lives, size crisis. Toughness, which is a tight risk, combos, blows down to my fist. Since the team never paid a cent to handle this, then proceed to step to the next stage and to a next phase. Giving nightmares like West Graves, so violators, you best make way, cause the Burning Rangers just can't stay.
Don't give up. Don't say you wanna cry. Don't forget your smile. Coming in, hold on tight. Power of our teamwork overcomes all.
Number 2.
needing no introduction, DJ Music Clues number 2 is Sonic Boom from Sonic the Hedgehog CD. Music Clues, absolute Sega music favorite is, as he said, every version of Green Hill Zone. Here's a little bit of the very original, then I will pass to another version. And this is Sunset Hill Act 3 from Sonic Advance 3. Thank you a lot, DJ Music Loose, for your contribution to this episode of Shark Topping Show. I wish you the best of luck for everything you want to do in the future. Meanwhile, we're moving into last week's Request Top 10.
Number 10.
Sega classic, Theme of Bayonetta 2. Tomorrow is Mine is number 10. Number 9. Sona Miyadero Ex Sanctitu Sansitu from Panzer Dragon Saga makes a return to this show. This played like 3 weeks ago, maybe? It's number 9.
Soviet Russia, there are three things we do for enjoyment. Drink vodka, listen to RadioSega.net, and drink more vodka. You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number 8.
さあみんな、銀河の果てまでウキウキ大行進よ。
STS Staple is number 8. From Space Channel 5. Take 2, I think. Jeez, shameful light. I'm having a brain fade. Part 2. Hook Yuki Nonstop Megamix. This is my happiness. Tom Jones A Go Go Remix.
Cooking a cottage pie. Sometimes you look out on the window, and I have a bunch of flowers in my hair. When will you say? I'm not sure. Not a special day today, my sweet home. It is the place of love. I hold you close. That's where I belong. My sweet girl, your smile is a perk. Stay with me. This is my happiness. Have a party on the weekend. Red wine, white wine, whichever you like. I want everyone to come to my place. It's the place where you are with me. Just now you are singing with the radio. You know I have something to tell you. And we have so many memories we're to share. We can dance all through the night, and there are romance right inside. My sweet home, it is the place of love.
Sega Rock Volume 1 In the Blue Sky. The rock version of the Virtual On Classic is number 7 this week. We'll be right back.
enjoying the show? Submit your entry to have it voiced on air. Your choice at radiose.ga/chartshow.
Number 6.
Needless to say, this is Lazy Days, Living in Paradise from Sonic Adventure. Big the Cat's theme, and it's a penalty to Beşiktaş, jeez! It was just a free kick, false alarm. Man, what a goal. And it had to beat Talisca. With a little football related intermission that I'm a little stunned, to be honest. Portuguese people will understand why. Well, we're moving from 10 to 6 to the top 5 of last week's requests. I'm ending the show a little early. I have things that have been scheduled for this night, so I'm going to give a little more room to the Sonic Show. The opinions and might even start earlier if they want. We're moving to the top 5, and next week there will be more chart-topping awesomeness.
Number 5.
Number 5, F-Zero GX, Captain Falcon. You've sure been listening to this track a lot near the end of all CTSs, huh?
3, 2, 1.
No one's leaving Tokyo.
Like Dory into Summer, look who's back! No One Sleep in Tokyo made number 4 out of nowhere after months of absence, in favor of running in the 90s when it comes to initial D arcade stage.
Listen to this show again.
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Number 3.
Hi, I'm Jamie65326, and I'm on Bed of Triple Trouble, and I'm Radio Sega 2.
Just ain't that easy.
Wonder Man, Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man, Wonder Man.
Give me a second. Problem fixed. It is. This is number two. Thanks everyone who has been listening, and what, okay, I found out what was wrong. Okay, never mind. Everyone, thank you a lot for listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed both last week's top 20 and Music Clues Time to Shine on CTS. His interview talking about his plans and his fandom and what he likes in general and his favorite tracks. I hope you all enjoyed it. There's more to come next week. I will be always trying to bring new surprises and new interesting stuff to CTS. So I hope you all keep looking forward to it. See you guys next week, just right after both the GTT reveal, then the number one track last week, and it won by quite a margin. Interesting. This track is from the Mega Drive / Genesis version of Columns. Its name is Atropos, and it's one of your possible choices for the song that plays during the main game. This track is from the Sega Saturn version of Fighting Vipers. It's called Look to the Skies, and it is Tokyo's theme. David Leitze, you rock.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Number 1.
Storming out of nowhere into number one, Okusenman by Yakuza 0. Ryo ga Gotoku Zero.
Emerald. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.